From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Hundreds of thousands of police officers in the U.S. put in millions of hours every year moonlighting, as in working private off-duty security jobs. This is according to a recent survey from the University of South Carolina. But these part-time jobs can complicate what it means to be a full-time public servant, as Jimmy Jenkins from KJZZ reports.
At the Marquee Theater in Tempe, Arizona, Sergeant Steve Carbajal looks on as people go through security before a concert.
People come and have a good time. It's a smaller venue. It's a different vibe, some kind of like not your necessarily always mainstream bands, you know?
Carbajal is moonlighting, working off-duty security to supplement his day job as an officer with the Tempe Police Department. He makes $60 an hour, and he says it's a pretty easygoing crowd. He got the job through an off-duty coordinator at his department.
Here's the jobs. So for Monday, there's three jobs posted here.
Sergeant Josie Montenegro says the off-duty work is so popular that the department doles out the jobs with a lottery system. It's like a bonus or an added incentive for officers.
Especially if they have a young family or, you know, they want to buy a house.
Regardless of what they use the money for, a lot of cops take advantage of the chance for extra income.
As many as 300,000 officers may be putting in more than 43 million hours working for private employers every year.
University of South Carolina legal scholar Seth Stoughton recently completed a survey of off-duty police work. He says moonlighting poses questions about cops using public resources for private gain.
You have someone who was hired and trained and equipped with taxpayer dollars.
Stoughton also found significant variations in policy across the country. For instance, the Orange County Sheriff's Department in California does not allow its officers to work off-duty security. Lieutenant Mark Stichter says their policy prevents internal conflict.
The lines would be gray between are you acting in your responsibility and your role as a full-time law enforcement officer or as a security officer of a, you know, private interest.
But Stoughton found the majority of departments allow moonlighting.
It raises a pretty fundamental question about what policing is. Is it public? Is it private? Or is it some mix of the two?
He says for many officers, the answer depends on what day it is and who's paying. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.